Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Earth Energy. I became a student of Earth Energy many years ago when a profound experience made me consciously and physically aware of its existence. It was while I was backpacking in Greece and visiting the island of Kos, the birthplace of Hippocrates. Kos is a large island in the eastern Mediterranean, and up in the hills is a place called the Asclepion, named for Asclepius, the mythical Greek healer. The connection with Hippocrates and Asclepius made this an ancient healing site. The Asclepion itself is situated on a series of terraces that were built among the rock outcroppings on the hillside. But where once small temples dotted the hillside, now the place was literally in ruins, with marble pillars, lintels, and cornerstones lying about as ancient rubble. I walked up the stone steps to the first terrace and looked for a place to sit so I could admire the magnificent sea view. There was a marble slab set atop a stone pedestal that looked like a perfect bench, so I walked over and sat down. My first sensation when sitting on the marble slab was of heat, naturally, I reasoned, since it had been baking in the sun. But almost immediately, I began to be aware of what felt like an electric current. Alarmed, I jumped up and looked around for the source of this errant electricity. Some electrical malfunction from somewhere on the site that was accidentally sending current through the marble slab and producing this mild shock. But there was no electric service anywhere on the site. No electric light poles, no surveillance cameras, no loudspeakers, no nothing. So what had just happened? Gingerly, I sat down again and felt the same electric tingling sensation. I jumped up again and took out the Asclepion site map. It turned out I was standing in the oldest part of the Asclepion, the location of the original temple, and I had been sitting on the altar. Now it began to make sense to me. What I was experiencing was telluric current, the natural electrical current that flows continuously through the Earth's crust. Telluric currents, named for Tellus Mater, the Roman Earth Mother goddess, are particular earth energy effects that occur in lines along the surface of the earth. Sometimes called ley lines, these telluric energy lines have been recognized since ancient times, and sacred sites around the world were located along them. The altar in the healing temple at the Asclepion had been placed on a spot where telluric energy was most strongly felt. It was a sort of earth electrical energy socket to plug into for healing. But as I looked at the marble slab, I realized that it was too low to be an altar, which would have been waist high. It must have had another purpose. And with that thought, I lay down on the marble slab, stretching my body out flat so my entire body was in contact with the telluric current. Spread over my entire body, the electric sensation was mild and soothing. It made my body hum. This was a healing table. The telluric energy came up through the pedestal and charged the slab with healing energy. After that realization, I wondered why there was not a line of people waiting their turn to lie on the healing table. We can experience telluric lines or ley lines in many places, including right here in Maine, simply by using the ancient technique of dowsing. For example, on the exposed rock surfaces on top of Cadillac Mountain here in Acadia National Park, you can douse ley lines simply by using dowsing rods. After locating a ley line, I have laid down on it and enjoyed once again the sensation of telluric energy flowing through my body. I hope that we can all relearn and experience this elemental connection we all have with the Earth, our Mother. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.